Hello, Tanya.
Hello, Julia.
How in the art-centric world are you?
Terrific.
Now, you have combined your biblio and artistic talents to produce your first book, Peace, Love, Action. Congratulations on that. And it's literally an A to Z guide to building a peaceful world. What was your inspiration for the project?
Well, I love reading biographies of people who I find inspiring, and I like to glean whatever I can from their lives and apply it to my life. And it's so interesting to me that I feel like other people will also want to know about them, so I just want to share their stories.
It's a great motivation, and well done. You do match a personality to each action, 26 of them, and you add a striking illustration. Is the illustration your signature style, would you say?
Yes, I would.
And how would you describe it?
I would say it has eye-catchy boldness, but it also has quiet sensitivity. It's silkscreen printed. It's colorful. The pictures tell a story. That's how I describe it.
It's great, and it's everything an illustration in this case should be. And not only you've got a great action, you've got a striking illustration, and you tag each of these with a mini bio. Was that part of the process equally satisfying? Is that a natural thing maybe for your own mind to do?
It was kind of an organic process because the first one of these that I did, I read the autobiography of Wangari Maathai. And after I read it, I was inspired to draw the picture that has plants. So one led into the other. The biography led into the picture. And for other pictures, I first came up with the action and the picture, and then I found a person to match it. So they kind of went back and forth.
Okay, and don't you love it when things happen like that and
yeah,
kind of fall into place? Organic indeed. Now, I would expect that the 26 actions that you chose are all important things that you try to do in your own life. But the figures that you attach to each action, were they already your own inspirations, or did you have to go hunting people to match them?
That's a good question. When I first submitted the book to be published, it was not an A to Z of actions. The publisher wanted me to make it A to Z. Originally, I had 5 actions that started with C, so I had to change the book a lot. Then I had to find people to match them. It was really fun to do that, and it was some people I already knew, and then some people, well, actually my husband, from his background, he knew about. There's people everywhere who are doing good things, so it was fun to connect different kinds of people with these actions.
Then in the end, it might have been limiting because you could only do 26, but you had to be a good sport, and it had to be a bit of a challenge just to hear from your publisher, oh, let's change this all up and do something different. But now that it's done, is it safe to say that you're glad it did happen exactly this way?
I am so glad. I feel like my publisher really pushed me to make it a better book. Not just the A to Z, but originally I had photos of the people and they wanted me to draw them instead. It was never my forte to capture the likeness of a person, and so I told them I can't do that, but they were very insistent. So then I tried, and I was able to catch the likeness, and it makes the book so much better. Also originally, well, I guess by living in a patriarchal society, the stories that came a lot to me were stories of white men, and they were white men who did great things. But still, it was disproportionate amount of white men, and they wanted me to make it more diverse, which was a totally great suggestion. And then once I did that, I was really glad. So they pushed me in all great directions, and it made the book so much better.
It is a wonderful book, and it sounds like you were actually encouraged to be yourself that you might not have even known was there till you started doing it. Congratulations for all of that, too.
Thank you.
Now, audience-wise, Tanya, this is designated as a young adult book, but wonderfully inspirational for readers of all ages. Was that your intention, or did you have even an age in mind when you put this all together?
When I put it together, I was actually doing it just out of my own self-interest. And then when the publisher felt like they wanted to make it, well, in the publishing world, you have to choose some audience. And so they wanted to choose the 8 to 12-year-old. And so we made it the A to Z. We made it, you know, not dense with words. It already did have a lot of pictures, so that's appealing, actually, I think, to any age. So it's not dense, wordy thing, but something that's also beautiful and visually appealing.
Indeed, and impactful as well. And you note that this is an extension, if you will, of you and your husband's business, which is Planet Love. And the tagline for that is hand-printed clothing with positive vision. I get the crossover from whether it's on clothing or it's in a book, the impact of it all. How would you say the two complement each other to be able to have it out and about, walking around on people, as a matter of fact, as well as in book form?
I think it complements in a really fun way because my husband and I go to about 20 craft shows and music festivals a year, and we meet a lot of people. And the whole network of people, both artists and musicians who work at the shows and then all the customers who come. And so going out to shows helps us have an audience. And we've built this audience up over 30 years of going to shows. Also, the book just came out, but the project has been going on for about 10 years. And a lot of the designs that are now in the book, I've been printing T-shirts for many years. So I've gotten to see what resonates with people. One of the actions in the book is breathe. The image that goes with it is a person looking up to a tree that they're standing beneath. And that is one of our bestsellers. It seems that a lot of people resonate with that.
Wonderful experiences. And that's kind of the whole point of this book. Now, you will be passing through Fort Wayne on 9/11, as timing would have it. That's a hard date for everybody just to get through. And you'll be able to be doing this signing right here in Fort Wayne that was sort of a last-minute thing. Why is it particularly special to you?
Well, one of the people in my book, her name is Valerie Kaur. She stands for J is for juxtapose. And what she juxtaposes is choosing love over hatred. And I think that's important to do, whoever you are. Whether you've been personally affected by 9/11 or it's part of the history of your country. And in Valerie Kaur's story, the quote from Valerie is, "We will fight not with violence and vitriol, but by challenging the cultures and institutions that promote hate. We will change our opponent through the ethic of love." I think that encapsulates the lesson that she learned from her grandfather as a child when she came home from the schoolyard crying that the kids were calling her black dog because she wasn't white and telling her she was going to go to hell because she wasn't Christian. And her grandfather said, instead of looking at the people, you know, who called you a name, instead of looking at them with hatred, you can look at them with wonder. Wonder what made them think that way. Her family religion is Sikh, it's S-I-K-H, and they believe that in serving the world, well, juxtapose, if someone is giving hatred to you, you can love them back. Not that we have to allow ourselves to be a doormat, but that not have to, well, not do eye for eye, which the quote from Gandhi says makes the whole world blind. So if someone's giving off hatred, then the other quote from Martin Luther King, he says, "Darkness cannot put out darkness, only light can," something like that. If we shine our light, that's the thing that will lead us forward, that can give us a more optimistic future. And the book tells in more detail the people's stories, how they each do that in their own way, whether they're a musician, farmer, scientist, a teacher. And then we, too, in our own lives, whether we have a job or don't have a job, whether we're an adult or a young person, just in our everyday lives and interactions with other people, we can do things in more mindful, loving ways.
Then it sounds like the impact of your moral fiber, and certainly as it comes through this book, is exactly right for 9/11. So what a serendipitous time, momentous time, meaningful time it is to have you here with us on that day. Now, meanwhile, is there another book on your combination drawing board writing table, Tanya?
Well, I actually have at least a dozen other books that I've written and illustrated that I have not yet published, and they're mostly children's picture books. The most recent one is actually poems and pictures. So I have a lot going on all the time.
And we should all be watching for them, which I think our listeners are going to be doing. Now, before I let you go, Tanya, last question. What's the most important thing you hope everyone takes away with them from your book and your artwork, and really, bottom line, directly from your heart?
I'd love it if they could find inspiration from the biographies, not as hero worship, but as an example that what these people did, they can do too, and I'd love them to feel empowered.
That's just great. And I know you've got a festival to get back to now, Tanya. So as it says in your book, T is for thanks. So thanks to you. Safe travels.
And thanks to you, Julia.
Our pleasure. See you soon.
Okay.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.